This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel addresses joint session of Federal Parliament, calls for unity, good governance and youth-focused reforms to drive Nepal's development and stability. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal administers oath of office and secrecy to newly elected Deputy Speaker Ruby Kumari Thakur. And high-level Iranian delegation arrives in Islamabad for U.S. talks. Now the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has addressed the joint session of both houses of the Federal Parliament. In his address at the multipurpose meeting hall of Singha Darbar-based Federal Parliament building yesterday, President Paudel has expressed the confidence that the current government will work in line with the constitution and the aspirations of the people. He said the foundations of the Federal Democratic Republic have been institutionalized over the past decade, but stressed that more work remains to meet public expectations. President Paudel also emphasized the need for good governance, effective service delivery, corruption control and employment opportunities within the country. The president called on all stakeholders to move forward united for development, stability and prosperity. Meanwhile, yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives has unanimously passed a proposal of a vote of thanks to President Ramchandra Paudel for his address to the joint session of both houses of the Federal Parliament. Newly elected Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives Ruby Kumari Thakur has taken the oath of office and secrecy following her election. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal administered the oath at a special ceremony held at the President's office in Sheetal Niwas in the presence of President Ramchandra Paudel yesterday. Vice President Ramshahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Balendra Shah, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal, ministers, lawmakers and heads of constitutional bodies were present on the occasion. Thakur was elected Deputy Speaker in yesterday's election, securing 229 votes, while her opponent Saraswati Lama of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party received 5 votes. Her candidacy was supported by the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party as well as major parties including Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and CPN Maoist Centre. Newly appointed Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Ramji Yadav were administered oath of office and secrecy yesterday. President Ramchandra Paudel administered oath of office to both the ministers amidst a function at the office of the President in Sheetal Niwas. Present on the occasion were Vice President Ramshahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Speaker of the House of Representatives Dol Prasad Aryal, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal and other dignitaries. The government has launched an automated e-pension verification system to make pension services simpler, more accessible and technology-friendly. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle inaugurated the system developed by the Financial Comptroller General's office. With the new system, pension recipients can now access services online without visiting banks. Previously, they had to appear in person every year for verification. The new provision also removes the need to visit the pension management office to open accounts or choose banks. Beneficiaries can now select their preferred bank based on convenience. Minister Wagle said the system will ease hassles for service users, simplify procedures and significantly reduce bank commission cost. In the meantime, the government is adding services to the Nagarik app including a system to obtain personal details of civil servants, admit cards of Public Service Commission candidates and no objection certificate NOC. Chandra Shah, Director General of the Department of Information Technology, said that this system is currently in testing phase and will be fully implemented within the next week. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha has said the government will focus on completing long-stalled projects instead of launching new ones that add financial burden. During a meeting with ministry officials in the ministry yesterday, he stressed the need to identify delayed projects and complete them on time with visible results within 3 months. The minister also called for better use of available resources, skills and budget, along with stronger coordination to bring fiscal and structural reforms. Currently, 6 major projects including the Babai Sikta Rani Chamarakularia Irrigation Project and Sunkosi Marine Diversion Project are under implementation. Out of 33 problematic projects, 22 have already been cancelled. The House of Representatives has nominated members to its various thematic committees. Yesterday's meeting endorsed the proposal presented by Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal. A total of 12 lawmakers, including Arjun Narsingh Kesi and Barshamaan Pun, have been appointed to the Parliamentary Hearing Committee. Similarly, a 12-member joint committee on state directive principles, policies and responsibilities, implementation, monitoring and evaluation has been formed with representatives from different parties. The meeting also nominated 26 lawmakers to other key committees including finance, international relations and tourism, law and human rights, infrastructure development, education and health and public accounts. The formation of committees is expected to support parliamentary work and oversight functions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ। बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु? यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Podal has emphasized the crucial role of the private sector for the country's economic development. Inaugurating the 75th annual general meeting of the Nepal Chamber of Commerce in Kathmandu yesterday, President Podal stated that the fundamental basis of economic prosperity is trade and business. He also stressed on government-private sector partnership in promoting industries. The Department of Foreign Employment has directed all concerned to remove misleading signboards and advertisements related to foreign employment within 3 days. In a notice issued yesterday, the department warned that failure to comply will lead to action under the Foreign Employment Act 2064 and other prevailing laws. The department clarified that labor permit services are officially provided only by its office and designated labor and employment offices. It said complaints have been received about cyber centers and training institutes misleading service seekers by claiming to process labor permits or related services and charging fees. The department has urged an immediate halt to such unauthorized activities. The government has directed the bodies concerned to make alternative arrangement for the continuous and effective delivery of health services in the context of implementation of the 2-day weekend on Saturday and Sunday. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed hospitals to operate OPD services on Sundays based on their workload and available staff. It has also instructed hospitals to provide 2 days of leave per week, including Saturday, or arrange alternative leave if Sunday off is not possible. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. High-level Iranian officials have arrived in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, for planned ceasefire talks with the United States. According to the BBC, the delegation includes Iran's parliament speaker and foreign minister, according to Iranian state media. Before departing, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, the lead U.S. negotiator, said Washington is ready to engage if Iran negotiates in good faith. However, tensions remain over the conditions for talks. Iran's parliament speaker has said a ceasefire in Lebanon must be established before negotiations begin. There remains confusion over whether a reported temporary U.S.-Iran ceasefire also covers Lebanon, underscoring the complexity of the regional situation. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province as well as across the Himalayan region of the country. Partly cloudy weather will prevail in the remaining hilly and Tarai regions of Kosi province with mainly fair weather in the remaining areas today. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces and at one or two places in the remaining Himalayan regions and hilly regions of same provinces. There is also a possibility of gusty winds at a few places in the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podel addresses joint session of Federal Parliament, calls for unity, good governance and youth-focused reforms to drive Nepal's development and stability. Speaker Dol Prasad Aryal administers oath of office and secrecy to newly elected Deputy Speaker Ruby Kumari Thakur. And high-level Iranian delegation arrives in Islamabad for U.S. talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.